弟兄姐妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美神能够在网上跟大家一同来敬拜我们的主。
We praise God that we can worship Him together online.
在这疫情期间，愿神保守你们和你们的家人都健康平安。
During this time of pandemic, may God keep you and your entire family to be healthy and safe.
今天想和大家交通的主题是安静等候神。
The topic I'm sharing with you today is to be still waiting on God.
在诗篇46篇，诗人说你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
In Psalm, the psalmist says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
有一位神学院的院长建议学生们把电源关掉一个晚上。
There is this principal in the seminary who recommended that if you turn off your electronic devices at night,
跟他一起来崇拜。
And worship with him together.
学生们呢就勉强地同意了。但却百般不愿地把手机放在一旁，然后进到礼拜堂。
So reluctantly, all the students turned off their cell phones and then enter into the worship service with him.
在接下来的一个小时呢，他们就安静地坐着，聆听诗歌和一同祷告。
And then for the following hour, quietly they were just listening to psalms and reading the scriptures.
事后啊，有一位参加崇拜的学生就这样的描述那次体验。
And then following that, there was a student that described that particular experience.
他说啊，这是一个让人安静下来的绝佳的机会，是让人专注于神的时刻。
This is a perfect time to kind of help us to focus on God.
有时候我们没有办法逃避额外的噪音。
Sometimes we cannot escape all these noises outside.
我们内心跟外在世界的喧嚷足够让我们能够震耳欲聋。
So sometimes all these noises are so loud that it's kind of deafening.
然而当我们愿意关掉电源安静下来，就能够明白为什么诗篇46篇诗人说我们要休息。
And then if we were willing to turn off all these noises, then we will understand what the psalmist is saying in Psalm 46, Be still.
就是要安静等候神，因为是要让我们知道他是神。
Because then we can wait for God silently, and then we will then know that he is God.
那我们如果能在灵性中敞开心房，便会发现跟神单独的相处的时光非常的美好。
And if we're willing that we open our heart, that we know that this is going to be a wonderful time together with God.
那我们在安静中就可以遇见神。
And then as we wait for him silently, we will meet him.
有时候如果我们用心灵来聆听，也会听见圣灵微小的声音。
And if we're worshiping through our hearts, we will also hear the small voice of the Holy Spirit.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，当我们在这里敬拜你的时候，求你对我们的心说话。
Our Heavenly Father, as we worship you right now, we pray that you speak to us.
圣灵保惠师带领我们进入真理。
That the Holy Spirit would lead us into truth.
当我们安静等候的时候，求你祝福并向我们施恩。
And bless us while we wait for you silently.
感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
首先我们来看什么叫做安静等候神。
First, let's start with what is be still and waiting for God.
大卫在诗篇46篇说，我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
In Psalm 62, David says, Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him.
圣经里面的默默无声不仅仅是安静不作声而已。
when the Bible talks about silently, it doesn't just mean that you're not making any sound.
而是要花时间在神面前的静默无声。
It's really to spend the time to be silent before God.
那这是一种敬虔神圣敬虔的安静。
It's the kind of attitude that you are silent before God.
这是我们来到圣洁、全知、全能、全在又有威严的神面前，因肃然起敬而产生的一种安静。
It's a kind of silence that as we wait before God who is all-knowing and who is all-powerful.
诗人说我们的救恩和盼望都是从他而来。
And the psalmist says that our hope as well as our salvation comes from him.
那神要赎血气的人在他面前安静，因为他渴望向人启示他自己，向人显现，向人说话，他更要向人施恩。
When God to a man of flesh want him to be silent before him, that he is want to give him blessing.
但是我们生活在如此高科技时代的基督徒，整天忙碌，我们花很多时间低头看手机、上电视、上电脑，但很少有时间能够安静在神面前。
Yet when we live in this age that with high tech, we always spend our time with our cell phones, with our TVs, and also with our computers, there is very little time left for us to be before God.
那在以赛亚书40章31节说，那但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
In Isaiah 40, it talks about that those who wait for the Lord shall renew the strength.
那里的等候两个字在原文有捆绑、镇静、聚集、仰望、期待、失去等含义。
But yet in the original text that the word wait has many different meanings. It talks about
捆绑、镇静、聚集、仰望。
And then also to basically to tie together and also to look upon God.
那原文的字根有绑在一起的意思。
And in the root of those that word, there is also the meaning of tying together.
所以等候神是指我们借着等候神与他紧密的联系在一起，与他有更深更坚固的联合。
And so when we wait for him, that means we are also having a more intimate relationship, that we're tightly connected with him.
那我们在灵里面设立在神面前，与神进行有声无声的交谈，更多的来认识他。
So that as we are together with him, that we have this silent or sometimes in our own words, that we can talk to him.
或对神有所仰望，等候神的吩咐，聆听他的教导，或者是用信心来支取他的力量。
And also to listen to his instructions, to listen to his teachings, so that we can draw from his strength.
那对神来说呢，当我们安静等候他的时候，是让他在我们身上有更深做工的机会。
So as we tie with him together, that we give him an opportunity to work on us.
那这是操练与神同在，住在主里面，与神有更密切联合最好的方法。
And that's the best way to practice to be with him together.
那专安静等候神呢，是一些爱主、有心追求主的弟兄姐妹最终所必要达到的灵命阶段。
And this is really a stage for a Christian who is willing to kind of pursue the Lord. That is the stage that we need to get into.
其实这是一种属灵的生活。
It's a spiritual practice.
否则我们只能做一个肤浅、贫穷、没有深度、没有定向的基督徒。
Otherwise, we'll be a poor, and a superficial Christian.
那在旧约里面呢，最懂得安静等候的神的也许就是大卫。
In the Old Testament, perhaps the one who is most knowing how to wait on the Lord is David.
那在他写的诗篇里面多次提到等候神和等候神的好处。
In many psalms that he has written, he talks about how to wait on the Lord.
比如说在诗篇25篇他说，耶和华啊，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我素来依靠你，凡等候你的必不羞愧，我终日等候你， 愿纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。
So for example, in Psalm 25, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God, I trust in you. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. On you I wait all the day. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you.
在27篇他说，我的心向你说耶和华，我的面正要寻求，要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心，我再说要等候耶和华。
In Psalm 27, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
在新约里面，安静等候神最好的榜样，也许就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
In the New Testament, perhaps the best example of waiting on the Lord is Mary of Bethany.
那她经常在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Many times she would sit at the foot of Jesus to listen to his words.
那主耶稣说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Jesus said, Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
那主耶稣还说，只有这一件事是不可少的。
And then also, this is something that you cannot lack.
那但愿我们都能够选择那上好的福分，花时间安静等候神。
So may we all choose that good part to spend our time, to be before him.
跟神跟主之间有个人亲密的关系。
So we have this personal intimate relationship with the Lord.
那你要问呢，安静等候神有什么好处呢？
And you may ask, what are the benefits of be still and waiting for him?
第一个，我们能够改变向主荣上加荣。
And first is that we can change and to be like him, to become more glorious.
那在灵后三章，使徒保罗说，我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
In 1 Corinthians it says, but we all with unveiled face,Behold, as in the mirror, the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
每一个属神的儿女都可以来到主面前安静等候他。
Every single child of God can come before him and wait for him.
那既然敞着脸是指我们的心归向他，怕子就会出去。
And that means as we come before him with an unveiled face, then we have no longer the fear of death.
那个怕死的就是我们的旧生命，任何拦阻我们亲近神的东西。
So that veil is really like our old life that is blocking us from God.
那特别是我们的心，就是我们的老我。
And also it's kind of like our old self.
然后我们的心几时归向神，安静等候他，就得以看见主的荣光。
So as we wait for him, then we can see his glory.
那人的心是触摸主最好的器官。
And a human's heart is the best vessel to touch God.
那人如果用心，不单单用头脑来听到、来读圣经、来祷告，就能够听到主的声音。
If you use your heart, not just your brain, to listen to God's word, then you can hear God's voice.
我们能够看到主自己的荣形，因为神乐意将他的儿子启示在人的心里面。
We can see his glorious image because God is willing to give us his son.
所以当我们花时间安静在主面前等候他，仰望他。
As we spend time waiting for him,
能渴慕他思想他话语的时候
，and we long for his words and meditate on it，
圣灵呢就会把主的荣形铭刻在我们心里，让我们越来越像他。
And then the Holy Spirit would give us his glorious image so that we'd be more like him。
当我们经常这样设立在神面前，在安静中来思想主耶稣
，if we are still and we meditate on our Lord Jesus。
就是思想他的圣洁啊，谦虚啊，温柔忍耐，顺服各种美德。
As we think about all his good qualities, such as his humility and his righteousness,
那我们就会被潜移默化，好像从镜子里反照，就逐渐变成主的形状。
And then as we are reflecting from the mirror, and then we'll transform into the same glorious image as our Lord.
所以保罗说叫荣上加荣，我们就越来越像主，就能够反映出主的荣光。
So that's why Paul said it's from glory to glory that we can reflect his glorious image.
那什么叫做从主的灵变成的？
What does it mean to be just as by the Spirit of the Lord?
就是说这种荣耀的改变其实是圣灵亲自在人的里面做成的，全是圣灵的工作。
And that means this glorious transformation is all the work of the Holy Spirit working inside us.
因为人是做不来的。
It's not something that human can do.
因为这不需要人帮忙，其实人也帮不上忙。
Even if you ask someone to help you, then they can't really help.
所以只要我们灵里面安静下来，耐心的等候神，主的灵就会在人里面做成这个奇妙的工作。
If we quiet ourselves before the Lord, then the Holy Spirit would accomplish that work in us.
第二个，就是与主同在，有更深的联合。
The second benefit is being in the presence of the Lord would have a deeper union with him.
埃及等候神最大的福分就是与神同在，与神有更深的联合。
The biggest blessing of waiting and be still in front of him is to have a deeper union with him.
那当我们经常花时间安静等候神的时候，圣灵会乐意把与神同在的信心加给我们。
If we're willing to spend time with him, that the Holy Spirit will give us that faith to be with him.
让我们逐渐产生一种神的同在感。
So that will give us that feeling that we are having a union with him.
所以培养与主同在的基本秘诀就是我们的信心。
So that the secret of being with him is our faith.
只凭信心，不凭眼见，不凭感觉。
It's through our faith, not by sight.Not by feeling.
那这也是我们基督徒生活在地上的一个基本的态度。
And that is the basic attitude of us Christians living on earth.
所以对神的事情，我们越单纯，越相信，就越容易进入，就越容易得着。
The simpler we are, the easier we're going to enter into that faith.
那雅各说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
In James, it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
所以当我们来到神面前安静等候他的时候，我们必须要相信神就必亲近我们。
So when we be still and wait for him, we need to believe that he will draw near to us.
那正如先知以赛亚在以赛亚30章的时候这么说，耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，凡等候他的都是有福的。
In Isaiah 30, it says, the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
要施恩给你们，这个新国际版本的翻译是说，主渴望向你们施恩。
In the NIV translation, about the part that he will be gracious to you, that he wants to be gracious to you.
那这样的相信不是客观的消极的，而是主观的积极的。
So it's not kind of a passive longing, but it's an active longing.
那不是凭眼见，不是凭感觉，乃是凭着单纯的信心。
Not by sight, not by feeling, but by faith.
因为希伯来书作者说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
In Hebrews, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
第三个好处就是心中得力，胜而又胜。
The third benefit is that we will renew our strength and be triumphant to triumphant.
所以安静等候神是让我们心里得力量的秘诀。
So as we wait for God, that is the key to us receiving strength.
多等候就多得力，天天等候就天天得力。
The more we wait, the more strength we receive. If we wait for him daily, we'll be receiving strength daily.
那这种能力就是主耶稣说的，从上头来的能力。
And that is what Jesus referred to, that strain from above.
那也就是保罗说的，神在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活的能力。
And it's just like what Paul said, that the strength that he has is really that strength that came from the power that came from the resurrection power.
那使徒保罗就说，他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力，是出于神，不是出于我们。
And then in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
他又说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
He also said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
那这种能力呢，不是灵恩派人所注重的说方言啊、赶鬼啊、医病啊、行异能等外在的能力。
And so the kind of strength that he's talking about is not like what some people would just think, oh, that you can speak in tongues or you can chase away the evil spirits, that kind of strength.
那是一种蕴藏在基督里圣灵的大能。
And it's really this power from Christ.
我们可以靠这个能力在一切事上得胜有余。
That we can...be victorious in all things through this power from Christ.
那这种能力呢，让我们能够脱离罪恶，能够胜过撒旦。
And that strength is going to help us be victorious over sin and over Satan.
能够胜过世界，能够胜过我们的肉体。
And overcome the world and overcome our flesh.
那这种能力呢，更能使我们在各方面变得像耶稣，以致有一天被带到完全的地步。
And then so that we'll be more like Jesus and one day we'll become perfect.
那先知以赛亚在以赛亚书40章28到31节这么说。
In Isaiah chapter 40, 28 to 31 it says,
他说你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
In Psalm 40, verse 28, Do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.Even your youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
在31节他就说了，在那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
And verse 31, But those who wait on the Lord shall renew the strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾，意思是说，等候神的人能在凡事上靠主夸胜，越过一切艰难的环境。
When they say they shall mount up with wings like eagles, that means someone who wait for the Lord will be victorious on all things and overcome all obstacles.
然后过一个得胜的生活。
And to live a victorious life.
因为懂得安静在神面前的人，最终会像保罗说的。
Because those who know how to wait on the Lord would be like what Paul says.
与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
That we will be resurrected together and sit on in the heaven above together with our Lord Jesus.
他已经得着了这个得胜能力的秘诀。
He has gotten this key. He is to of a victorious life.
那他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏，是指什么？
And what does it mean when it says they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint?
一个学会等候神的人，他们不会再忽冷忽热，过着那一种波浪式的基督徒生活。
And those who learn the secret will not be sometimes hot, sometimes cold, just like going through a wave.
这不是说他们不再软弱。
It doesn't mean that they're no longer weak anymore.
而是说他们知道那个从心里得着力量的秘诀。
And also they have the secret of how to get strength.
当他们经常安静等候在神面前， 靠圣灵的能力心里面得到力量。
And is that they know how to wait on the Lord to be receiving strength from the Holy Spirit.
然后过一个圣洁又得胜的生活。
And to live a holy and victorious life.
以致能够完成神所交付他们的事工。
So that they can accomplish the work that the Lord has given them.
那人安静等候神的时候神才说话。
Only when we wait on the Lord would God speak to us.
当神说话的时候人就被改变了。
When God speaks to us, we will be changed.
然后神的工作也得以传扬。
And that his work will be furthered.
在安静祷告中神对乔治穆勒说话。
When he was quiet and silent before God, God speak to George Mueller.
他最终成了19世纪信心祷告的典范。
He becomes this example of a man of prayer in the 19th century.
那戴德森有一天早上在河边散步。
Hudson Taylor was walking by the river one day.
他安静地等候神听见神说话。
He was quietly waiting for the Lord and he heard God's voice.
然后他顺从了神的声音。
And he obeyed his voice.
他千辛万苦地来到中国在广大的中国内地展开传福音的工作。
And so he came to China and he through a lot of hard work established a ministry there in China.
让数以万计的中国人听到了福音。
So that many millions of Chinese people heard the gospel.
下面我们说要怎么样来安静等候神呢？
And now we're going to talk about how we can be still and wait for God.
安静等候神是一种内在属灵的操练。
It is an inner spiritual discipline.
所以我们所注重的不是方法，而是我们的心态的问题。
So we're not looking for a particular method, but it's looking for a particular attitude.
第一个我们要一直注视耶稣。
The first, we need to keep focusing on Jesus.
就是我们要定睛仰望耶稣。
Is that we can need to fix our eyes on him.
我们不必从外面来寻找等候我们的神。
We don't need to go look for him on the outside.
因为神就住在我们里面。
Because God lives in us.
所以等候神呢就是说我们安静下来退到里面。
So what we mean by be still and wait for him is that we retreat inside.
我们专心仰望注视住在我们里面的耶稣基督。
That we keep focusing on the Jesus who is inside us.
因为他曾说因为凡祈求的就得着寻找的就寻见叩门的就给他开门。
Because he told us that those who knock the door will be opened, those who seek will be found.
那我们对神的话句句都要相信。
We need to believe every single sentence of God's words.
当我们来到神面前安静等候他的时候
As we be still and wait for him,
第一件事就是要学习将注意力集中在耶稣身上。
First, we need to learn how to keep our focus on him.
我们要在灵里面仰望他。
We need to wait for him in our spirits.
那这就是大卫在诗篇16篇说的。
It's like David said in Psalm 16.
他说我将耶和华常摆在我面前就是一直注视神啊因他在我右边我便不致摇动。
I have set the Lord always before me, meaning that he is focusing on him, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
因为大卫一直定睛在神身上。
Because David keeps his focus on God.
他知道神与他同在。
He knows that God is with him.
所以无论他遭遇到什么困难什么危险他总不害怕也不摇动。
So that whenever he encountered any danger, he would never be shaken.
所以他的灵里面确实是如此的笃定如此的稳固。
So he has a very, very stable spirit within him.
第二个我们要相信神的同在。
The second is we need to believe God's presence.
每一次我们来到神面前安静等候的时候
Every time we come before him to wait on him,
不管是站着、坐着或是跪着
doesn't matter whether we are sitting, standing or kneeling,
要相信我们是在神面前
We need to believe that we are in God's presence.
这是我们必须要有的心态啊。
That's the kind of attitude that we must have.
就是我们必须要学习不靠感觉，不凭想象。
It's not our imagination or our feelings.
那即使我们的思想混乱，情绪不稳定，一点也不感到神同在的时候，还是要照神所说话的，相信他的同在。
Even though when we feel emotionally unstable, we still need to believe that He is with us through faith.
那诗篇46篇10到11节说，你们要休息，要知道我是神，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge.
那一开始我就说了，这里的休息就是静默不动。
And in the beginning I said, when we said be still, that means we're not moving.
要知道他是神。
And know that he is God.
那当我们来到神面前的时候，我们要停止一切活动，心灵要安静。
When we come before God, we need to pause our activities and be still inside.
心里面要知道我们等候的是万军之耶和华。
We know that the one who we're waiting for is the Lord of hosts.
那他是统管万有。无所不知，无所不在，无所不能的神。
He is the King of all, and He is omnipresent, omnipotent.
要知道，如此一位全能的神与我们同在。
To know that this all-powerful God is with us.
那他是一生牧养帮助我们的神。
He is also the God that shepherds us.
就像刚刚 Vivian 讲的说，神要我们知道他是我们的磐石、山寨、高台。
And God wants us to know that He is our rock and our refuge.
是我们的盾牌、避难所，是我们在一切患难中所投靠的。
He is our shield, and that He's the one that we come to in all our difficulties.
那第三个，我们要思念上面的事。
And thirdly, we need to set up our mind on things above.
使徒保罗在哥罗西书第三章一开头就说了，你们。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Paul in Colossians said, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set up your mind on things above, not on things on the earth."
那神赐给我们头脑，就是要我们去思想。
God gave us a mind so that we can think.
尤其要我们去思想上面的事，就是那些属灵的事。
To think about things above, meaning spiritual things.
那思想耶稣呢，是不让我们的思想不着边际的最积极、最有效、最好的办法。
And to focus on Jesus is the most effective way to help us, to set our minds on things above.
那这个时候，最好用圣经的经文来辅助。
It is really the best to use the verses in the Bible to help us.
那特别是那些记载主耶稣的言语行的经文。
Especially those verses that is talking about Jesus' teachings and his activities.
比如说他的谦虚啊，温柔啊，顺服。
His obedience, his humility, and his tenderness.
他的忍耐，他的受苦，他的舍己等等。
And also his sacrificial love and his humility.
那当我们这样思想耶稣的时候，圣灵就会一点一点的将耶稣的美德潜移默化的放置在我们的心里。
As we meditate on Jesus, then the Holy Spirit would gradually change us to acquire these qualities of Christ.
这样的话，耶稣在我们里面的成分就会越来越多。
So that the portion of Jesus in us would then gradually increase.
那我们就会越来越像他。
Will be more and more like him.
而且我会越来越爱他。
And more and more love him.
然后被他的爱所吸引，我们就自然的快跑来跟随他。
And as we are attracted by his love, then we will then walk diligently after him.
那神要我们思念上面的事，是因为那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Christ wants us to set our mind on things above because that's where he is at the right hand of God.
意思是说他已经完成了救赎人类的工作。
It means that he has already accomplished the salvation for the world.
他从死里复活升入高天。
He has resurrected from death. and now ascended into heaven.
他把圣灵吃下来，而且在天上永远活着，成为我们的大祭司。
And then he lived, he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, and he is, as a high priest for us in heaven.
然后他一直在为我们代求。
And he constantly, be interceding for us.
第四个，我们要有受教者的灵。
Fourthly, we need to have the spirit of the learned.
那我们的神是一位喜欢在各方面教导他儿女的神。
God is a God who wants to teach us in all aspects.
那因他要人得智慧得聪明。
He wants us to be wise, and know him.
而且得到生命。
And receive life.
那最近我们在查箴言书。
Recently we've been studying Proverbs.
要使愚人灵明，使少年人有知识和谋略。
And so that the youth would receive instructions.
要使智慧人听见，增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋。
And so the wise would receive the instructions and be taught.
就是说，神很乐意向他的儿女们施恩。
That means God is willing to be gracious to his people.
我们知道主耶稣在地上的时候走遍各城各乡在会堂里面教训人。
When Jesus was on earth, he went through all the towns and villages and taught in the synagogues.
他举世闻名的登山宝训、平地宝训。
And also the world famous Sermon on the Mount.
然后讲出他深奥真理的教导。
To teach us all these deep teachings from him.
圣灵来了，他要将一切的事指教我们，把我们带入真理。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, it's going to teach us all in all things to bring us into truth.
那有一件事我们可以肯定的。
But there is one thing that we can be sure.
就是那些愿意花时间安静等候在神面前的。
And those who are willing to spend time in front of Him.
三一神必亲自向他们启示，教导他们。
The Trinity God will reveal to him.
所以我们需要一个受教者的灵。
So we need to have the spirit of one who is a learner.
就是我们需要一个谦卑、温柔、安静、受教的心。
That we need to have a teachable spirit and also an humble spirit.
它其实这是一种恩赐，我们可以向神求。
This is actually a blessing that we can ask from God.
因为主耶稣说，凡祈求的就得着。
Those who ask,will receive.
那先知以赛亚这么说啊，他说主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主早晨每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I shall know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary.He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
下面说，主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
And then subsequently he said, the Lord God has opened my ear and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
所以在这两节圣经，先知以赛亚告诉我们下面几点。
So in these two verses, Isaiah taught us a few points.
第一个是每早晨
The first is
every, 安静等候神。
Every morning that we need to be waiting on him.
那显然他已经深会体会到清晨等候神的好处。
He understands the benefits of every morning waiting on God.
第二个，因着他的祈求，神赐给他受教者的耳朵，使他能够听到神的声音。
And because of his request, God has given him the ear that he can hear him.
然后神给他受教者的舌头，使他用话语去扶助疲乏的人。
And also God gave him the tongue, that he can help those who are weary.
第四个就是说，他听到神的话之后，他就去遵行，没有违背，没有退后。
And then as he hear God's word, then he did not rebel and he obeys.
所以箴言的作者就说了，能听的耳，能看的眼。都是耶和华所造的。
And in Isaiah talk about that eye and ear that we have is really created by God.
那这边说的眼与耳不仅仅是外面能看见的眼睛与耳朵。
It is not just an eye and ear that can hear things and see things on the outside.
那更是指我们里面能够看见三一真神心灵的眼睛。
It's really the inner eyes that we can see the Holy God.
它能够听到神声音心灵的耳朵。
It's really that ear inside that can hear God's voice.
我们真的需要灵里面有能看的眼，能够听的耳。
Spiritually, we need to be able to hear and see.
好，我们来总结一下。
Let's summarize.
什么叫安静等候神？
What does it mean to silently wait for God?
是一种神圣庄严的安静，是指人来到圣洁全知、全能、全在，又有威严的神面前，因肃然起敬而产生的一种安静。
It's really a sacred and solemn stillness when people come to this majestic God who is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent.
啊，等候神是指我们的心安静下来，与他紧密的联系在一起。
And also, as we silently wait for Him, that we can have this tight union with Him.
跟他有更深、更坚固的联合。
So that we can have this tighter union and be together with Him.
那对神来说呢，当我们安静等候他的时候，是让他在我们身上最做最深工作的机会。
And that will be an opportunity for God to work on us.
那这个是操练与神同在，住在主里面，和与神有更密切联合的最好的办法。
And that is the best method to practice to be with Him as we silently wait for Him.
好，我们提到安静等候神的好处。
And we also talk about the benefits of waiting on Him.
第一个，能够改变向主荣上加荣。
First is to be transformed from glory to glory.
第二个，与主同在，能够更深的联合。
And the second is be in the presence of the Lord to have a deeper union with Him.
第三个是我们能够心中得力，胜而又胜。
And thirdly, is to renew strength and be triumphant to triumphant.
最后我们提到要怎么样的安静等候神呢？
And then thirdly, we talk about how to be still and wait for God.
我们要一直注视耶稣。
First, we need to focus on Jesus.
就是定睛仰望在耶稣身上。
Let's focus our eyes on Him.
第二个，我们要相信神的同在。
Second, we need to believe in His presence.
第三个，我们要思念在上面的事。
Thirdly, we need to think of things above.
第四个，我们要有受教者的灵。
Fourthly, we need to have the spirit of the learner.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们的灵的眼睛如果能够看见耶稣，
If our spiritual eyes can see Jesus,
我们再也不会在他以外有所爱慕了。
And then we wouldn't have anything that we need anything outside of.
我们如果看见主，就是那个灵。
If we see that He is that Spirit,
他超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
He is above all, through all, and in all.
我们就会在凡事上让他来居首位。
And then in all things, we will treat Him as first.
让我们像旧约的大卫，像新约伯大利的玛利亚那样，羡慕与主的同在。
So then we'll be like the Old Testament David or the New Testament Mary that we want to be with him.
那花时间侍立在他面前。
That we would spend time to be with him.
安静的与他在灵里面交通。
And quietly to communicate with him in spirit.
那获得那上好的福分。
To receive that great blessing.
我很感谢赞美神啊。
I want to give thanks to God.
那在过去的四个月当中，
In the last 4 months,
每周一到周五的早晨，
From Monday to Friday,
能够与众弟兄姐妹在网上一同来同根，
That I can spend my morning devotion with you,
养成一个早起的习惯，
To have this habit of waking up early,
先安静的等候神，
First, wait for him quietly,
那再跟弟兄姐妹一同的听诗歌，读一段圣经，然后分享心得。
And to spend time then to listen to some hymns and read his word and to share.
之后还有小组的彼此分享跟带导。
And then there will be a small group sharing as well as praying for one another.
不知不觉中我们的生命得到造就。
And then kind of gradually our life has been built up.
这个实在是很蒙福的事啊。
And that is a blessing.
但愿有更多的肢体能够参加。
I wish that more brothers and sisters can join us.
让我们大家能够照主的命令彼此相爱彼此帮助。
So that we can follow his commandment to love one another and build one another up.
一同被建造。
That we be built up together.
就像保罗说的得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
It's like what Paul said, that we be built up and built up in the Lord.
最后成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And that will be where God resides in us.
愿我们共同勉励。
May us encourage one another.
父神求你指教我们如何花时间安静等候在你面前。
Our Heavenly Father, help us to learn how to be quiet and wait on you.
得到那个上好的福分。
To receive that blessing.
能够与你同在更深联合。
That we be with you and have a deeper union with you.
让我们心中得力胜而又胜。
So that we will reduce pain, strength and be renewed day by day.
让我们得以改变向主荣上加荣。
And that will be transformed from glory to glory.
感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请杨秀伟姐妹播放回应诗歌，就是在花园里。
Sister Vivian will lead us in a song of response in the garden.